Previous lack of Bush vetoes due to technical error. This is 21 July 2006 with Reverend Zim for UNnews. Washington, D.C. President Bush was finally able to use his executive veto powers yesterday when he vetoed a bill that would have legalized the indiscriminate killing of random people. The White House Chief of Staff said today that the reason the president had never vetoed anything until this week had nothing to do with the fact that his own party controls both houses of Congress since God knows when, but was in fact due to a technical glitch in which Microsoft Oval Office software that caused the program to crash every time he tried to access the veto feature. This is another in a long line of problems stemming from the main force of evil in the world, Microsoft. Condoleezza Rice is rumored to be considering expanding the war on terror to include the multi-billion dollar software giant. Meanwhile, critics of the president have been calling him old-fashioned and technophobic and unfit to lead the country because he doesn't know how to work a computer. Quote, "This reminds me of the time when they confused WhiteHouse.gov with WhiteHouse.com, said Democrat Nancy Pelosi in an exclusive interview with the Communist News Network. Quote, "That was the best gay porn ever," unquote. That particular mishap was not the fault of Microsoft, however, but of Hewlett-Packard's crappy printers that smudged out part of the address in the printed final draft of that speech. Meanwhile, everybody is ignoring the crisis in Lebanon because nobody cares. Oscar Wilde was quoted as saying, "I have never seen so much apathy." Casualties continue to mount on board the luxurious cruise ship that was called to take Katrina, Lebanon's American refugees, to Disneyland, indiscriminately kill random people for no readily apparent redundant reason whatsoever. This has been Reverend Zim for UNnews. Thank you for suffering through this story with me.